Pushing back. The room was silent until Jan raised her hand. Catherine smiled. I may have been a school teacher once, but you don't have to raise your hand to talk. Feel free to jump in any time. Jan nodded and asked her question. I'm not trying to be negative or contradictory here, but I'm just wondering, why don't you think we trust each other? Is it possible that you just don't know us very well yet? Catherine paused to consider the question, wanting to give a thoughtful answer. Well, my assessment is based on quite a bit of data, Jan. Specific comments from the board, employees, even many of you. Jan seemed content with the answer, but Catherine decided to continue. But I'd have to say that more than anything I've been told by others, I see a trust problem here in the lack of debate that exists during staff meetings and other interactions among this team. But I don't want to get ahead of myself because that's a separate part of the model entirely. Nick was not about to let it go. But that doesn't always mean that there's an absence of trust, does it? The question was more of a statement than anything else. Everyone in the room, including Martin and Mikey, seemed eager for Catherine's response. No, not necessarily, I guess. Nick was momentarily pleased that his comment was deemed to be correct, until Catherine clarified. Theoretically, if everyone is completely on the same page and working in lockstep toward the same goals with no sense of confusion, then I suppose a lack of debate might be a good sign. More than one of the staff members began to smile sheepishly at the description that certainly did not apply to them. Nick's satisfaction disappeared. Catherine continued to direct her explanation toward him. But I'd have to say that every effective team I've ever observed had a substantial level of debate. Even the most trusting teams mixed it up a lot. Now she directed a question to the rest of the room. Why do you suppose there's so little passionate discussion or debate among this group? At first, no one answered, and Catherine let them sit in the uncomfortable silence. Then Mikey mumbled something under her breath. I'm sorry, Mikey, I didn't hear you. Catherine did her best to conceal her distaste for sarcastic remarks, which she had developed teaching seventh graders. Mikey clarified, louder now. There isn't enough time. I think we're all too busy having lengthy debates about minor issues. We're drowning in work as it is. Catherine sensed that the others might not agree with Mikey, but she wondered if anyone dared challenge her. She was about to do so herself when Jeff offered tentatively, I'm not sure I'm with you on that one, Mikey. I don't think we lack the time to argue. I think we're just not comfortable challenging each other, and I'm not sure why. Mikey responded quickly, if not sharply, maybe because our meetings are always too structured and boring. The mother and Catherine wanted to step in and protect Jeff, partly to reward him for having stood up to Mikey, but she decided to let things go. After a pause, Carlos chimed in gently but without directing his comments at Mikey, as though the entire group had made the remark. Now wait a minute, everyone. I agree that meetings have been pretty dull and that the agenda is usually a little too full, but I think we all could have challenged each other more. We certainly don't all agree on everything. Nick spoke up. I don't think we agree on anything. They all laughed, except Martin, who had opened his laptop and turned it on. Catherine joined the livening conversation. So, you don't agree on most things, and yet you don't seem willing to admit that you have concerns. Now, I'm no PhD in psychology, but that's a trust issue if I've ever heard one. A few of the heads on the board actually nodded in agreement with Catherine, something she appreciated like a starving person given a few morsels of bread. And then the typing sound began. Martin, now completely checked out of the conversation, was banging away at his keyboard like, well, like a computer programmer. Distracted by the sound, everyone in the room glanced at Martin for a nanosecond. And that was enough to kill whatever momentum the conversation had generated. Catherine had both relished this moment and dreaded it from the first staff meeting she had observed. And as much as she wanted to avoid another run-in with Martin, especially so early in the day, she wouldn't let the opportunity pass her by.